And now, young Widder Brown. The long vigil of Ellen Brown's fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring, is over. And in a dimly lighted room at Health Center Hospital, Ellen is slowly fighting her way back to consciousness after the serious operation performed on her by the young woman surgeon, Dr. Allison Shaw. Now, as Ellen closes her eyes after her first few words with Anthony, she says,
"You tell Dr. Allison Shaw what I think of her, Anthony. You tell her how wonderful she is."
"She's right here, Ellen. She just came in."
"Allison? I can't see very well."
"I'm going to clear the room, Ellen. You shouldn't talk. You should sleep."
"I will. But I didn't say thank you, Allison. Thank you for giving me back to the people who wanted me."
"Now, Ellen, you go to sleep."
"I will, Allison. I'll be good. Who else is here?"
"I'm here, Ellen. Olivia McAvoy. I'm going to special you through the night."
"I don't deserve such wonderful care, I'm afraid. All right. I'll sleep."
"I'm leaving, darling, but I'll be in several times to see you."
"Good.
Goodbye, Ellen, dear. I'll be back, too."
"Thank you."
"All of you out now. Go on. Leave me alone, you said."
And as the elderly superintendent of nurses softly brushes Ellen's hair back from her forehead, Anthony and Dr. Allison Shaw leave the room. As the door closes, Anthony says to Allison,
"She's in very good shape, Dr. Shaw."
"Remarkable, Dr. Loring.
This is one of the times when there aren't enough words."
"Look, it worked out right, and it's going to be good. You can tell by the way she's coming out of it all."
"Yes. How do you feel, Doctor?"
"All right. Tired."
"Would you like to have a rest, or would you rather go over to the restaurant across the street and have some coffee and talk?" I say that because after I've been at it in an operating room, sleep is the last thing I require."
"Yes, all right. I couldn't sleep. I want to talk, too. Let me come to the clothes and I'll meet you there."
"Good. I have some telephoning to do. Lots of people are waiting to hear about Ellen. I'll tell old Max that I'm over there and tell him she'd want me."
"Good. Give me 10 minutes.
"I'll just tell Max."
"You can't send me down, Anthony. Ellen's much too quiet now."
No, Matt, I'm taking Allison Shaw across the street for some coffee, if Ellen should ask for me."
"All right."
"I'm glad you're with her, Matt."
"I'm glad she's all right, Anthony. You can't know how glad I am she's all right."
I know. "I'm going to telephone Arlene Temple and Mariah Hawkins now and let them spread the news. I'll see you, Matt."
Anthony does a telephoning from the restaurant with George, the waiter, bustling about to get the coffee and arranging a table, making of the moment a special event as he hears Anthony say to Noreen Temple on the telephone,
"Yes, Ellen's coming out of it beautifully, Noreen."
"Yes.
Oh, we couldn't ask for anything more." "No, Noreen, thanks. I'm sticking pretty close to the hospital. Dr. Allison Shaw and I are having a cup of coffee at George's." "Yes. Well, naturally. No, Noreen, I'll call Mariah. I promised I would. Good night. And thanks for all the moral support." "372, please." "Oh, George, don't load up too much now."
"Oh, dear.
This must be the way new fathers feel." "Oh, hello, Mariah." Fine. Ellen's coming out of it beautiful." "I know, Mariah. Olivia McAvoy is with her tonight, and naturally she'll have nurses around the clock for 3 days. "Yes." "Good. No thanks, Mariah, that's sweet of you, but I'm sticking pretty close to the hospital. I'm over here at George's, and Dr. Allison Shaw is having coffee with me. We both want to be around here, you know." "What do you think I think of her now?" "All right, Mariah, I'll be in touch. Goodbye."
"Well, Anthony, everyone rejoicing?"
"Yes, Allison."
"What are you looking at?"
"Me? I'm sorry. Look, George has a table over here for us. He's even put flowers on it when I told him Ellen was all right."
"Well, isn't that nice?"
"I was rude to stare, but you don't look your usual professional self."
"I know. I do this always, though. Once I know it's all right, that things are going well, I get out of uniform. I become a girl again."
"Well, you're certainly that."
"I don't know
why being a doctor seems to demand of a woman that she be austere and professional in appearance always, but it does. And you have no idea what fun it is to wear a dress.
No, I wouldn't have. But I do know that occasionally I like to get into sport clothes and such.
Yes.
Here, good hot coffee. Some of George's pastries. They'll kill you, but they're delicious.
There's always a place like this near a hospital, isn't there? Where you drop in just to rub off the edges of the strain.
Yeah. This, of course, is a landmark. George was here before Health Center Hospital was built. He watched it grow. He fed us before the diet kitchen for the doctors and nurses was established. He's listened to a lot of worries and a lot of joys.
Yes, I'm sure.
Ellen and I come here very often. She likes the pastries George concocts.
She's an awfully nice person, though, Ellen.
Yes, Allison, she is.
You know, when you've dealt with the sick, as you and I have, you know that coming out of the ether after an operation, all bars are down. That's when you know the fiber of the person you're caring for. That's when the truth is out. And with Ellen, the truth is her gratitude to me, her gentleness to you, her selflessness. I wish I could be like that.
I think you're a very rare person, too, Allison. I think you're cut from the same cloth.
I don't know. I don't think I have Ellen's self-discipline.
Were you concerned about this operation?
Terribly. I have to telegraph Dr. Humphreys. My superior will be glad to know that it's all right.
Did you discuss it with him after you came here?
I telephoned him one night when I couldn't sleep.
Oh?
You didn't think I was so sure of myself that I wouldn't do that, did you?
No, it wasn't that. If you couldn't sleep.
You seem to have some strange idea of me that I'm a kind of automaton. I wonder why.
Oh, perhaps because when I was so rude to you at first, when I resented your coming instead of Dr. Humphreys, you didn't fight with me. I thought that you were either very understanding or very indifferent.
A cold fish, aren't you?
Well, that's one way of putting it. Not the pleasantest way, but one way.
My dear doctor, there were several times as I was studying Ellen's case that I nearly went to pieces inside. I know every inch of this town. I walked it at night.
Yes, I'll bet you did. Come to think of it, you walk through the stillness of a sleeping town and you wrestle with a problem, think it through, worry it through. It's strange, isn't it? When you get back, perhaps you've time for only an hour's sleep, but you're not tired the next day. You're fulfilled, satisfied. It's quite an experience.
The reason I wanted to operate right away is because 2 nights ago I'd done just that. Worked it through to the last minute detail. And I wanted to take care of it all while it was fresh and right in my mind.
I see.
And now the rest is good and sound. And the wonderful business of getting well, Fred.
Yes.
You know, I'll dance at your wedding.
Oh, no, Alison.
Why?
Because there won't be a wedding.
Ever?
Oh, sometime. But not as the saying goes, in the near future.
That seems too bad, Anthony.
This has gone on for years, Allison. Have you heard Ellen's 3 children don't want her to marry them?
Oh.
And, rightly enough, Ellen feels her first duty is to them.
You really believe that, Anthony?
Yes.
You're very tolerant. You must hate the children.
No, I don't. What good would it be for me to hate the children? That wouldn't correct the thing.
But, well, I have no right to an opinion. Ellen lives the life that she wants to live. Has to live, obviously.
Yes.
But I thought everything was so wonderful between you. Oh, your sister, I know, might be an obstacle, but not a serious one.
Allison, let's talk of something else, shall we?
Oh, why, yes, Anthony, of course.
I was abrupt again, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. I hate people who argue about something that has existed for so many years or is without solution.
More coffee?
Thanks.
Talk to me about yourself. You know, it's amazing how very little we know about you, about yourself as an individual, as a person.
I'm not awfully interesting, I don't think.
What's funny?
This is funny, Anthony. Mrs. Simpson is coming in the door, Louise Simpson, and she's heading for our table.
A pleasant moment spoiled. What is going on in the mind of Louise Simpson, who already has made so much trouble for Anthony and young Widder Brown?